With lockdown restrictions, it's fair to say that our lives have been changed considerably, although we are approaching that new norm. So what we thought we'd look at today is around eye health, because many people may be wondering, can I go to the optician? What if I have an eye emergency? Or what happens if I have regular appointments I need to attend? Can I still go? Well, there has been some information published by the Scottish Government, so we thought we would catch up with Jackie Dougal and Janet Hooley to find out some of the latest information.
Thanks ever so much for inviting us to come on. Actually, I am delighted to say that most of our routine services in Scotland have restarted. Our routine face-to-face services started on the 3rd of August. So our optometry practices are now able to see all patients. And your optometrist is the first port of call for emergency eye conditions. So if you're concerned about your eyes at all, you should telephone your usual or your local optician's practice, and an appointment can be made with an optometrist. But due to physical distancing and infection control measures, optometry practices will be very different from what we used to. Some are running with closed doors. Patients will have appointment slots. And so it's very important that you phone in advance if you're concerned and if you need to make an appointment. So there will be gaps between patients to allow for decontamination, just to make sure that the practices are safe for patients. Many patient appointments were also paused in the hospitalised service, but in actual fact, the emergency clinic appointments and surgeries, they both continued to carry on during the pandemic, as well as the injections for macular degeneration. And we had some clear guidance from the Royal College of Ophthalmologists that's helped our clinicians hugely in safely managing their patients during lockdown. And now in the hospitals, we've started routine care again, and we've had good guidance which has allowed the clinicians to be supported on the decision-making for booking future appointments. But don't be surprised if your hospital appointment is conducted remotely. This has proven to be a really safe and effective way of providing care to some of our patients, and therefore we're continuing that even though lockdown has been eased. Indeed, it might be that you attend the hospital for some tests and procedures and then have a discussion with the clinician virtually. That might happen to you. So certainly you'll notice that things are different and that we are adapting within both our community and hospital services to care for patients in the best way we can.
Jackie, is it then down to local health boards then to look at surgery and treatment, that sort of getting back underway again?
Now, routine hospital eye care services have restarted. That's to say patients are being reviewed in the outpatient setting and more routine surgical intervention has restarted. And as Janet also highlighted, some appointments are still being conducted remotely, and this has proven to be a safe and effective way of providing care to some patients. But we want to reassure your listeners that waiting lists are managed continually, and this has been ongoing throughout the pandemic. Now, hospital eye departments have changed due to the new requirements of roundabout physical distancing and additional infection control measures that are now in place. And staff are wearing PPE, and the layout will be changed to ensure that fewer patients are actually in the department at any given time. And patients are also required to wear face masks. And all the information is outlined in appointment letters and communication from the hospitals. So if any of your listeners are, you know, in any doubt whatsoever, they need to contact their local eye care services and they can give them further information if that's required.
Absolutely. Start with that local contact first of all. Could you tell us more then about the new role that the community optometrist will play in supporting the secondary eye care services with emergency appointments?
We've been investing for a long time in our community optometry practices and in upskilling our community optometrists. But one thing we're very proud of in Scotland is that we've been training our community optometrists to become independent prescribers. And we now have over 300 across the country, and these practitioners are supporting both the GPs and supporting hospital eye services in managing a lot more eye conditions within the community so that patients do not need to be seen in the hospital. This was really important during lockdown, but that continues to be important as we ensure that patients are easily able to access eye care without delay. Community optometry is also very important in supporting patients with long-term eye conditions, particularly where patients have their hospital appointments cancelled. They can seek the advice from their optometrist if they're concerned about their eyesight. And I should reassure people that these are NHS funded in Scotland, so nothing to pay there.
Moving on then to rehabilitation services and social care services, when do you hope to see them reintroduced again?
I think we really need to acknowledge that rehabilitation and social care services are extremely important, and probably now more than they've ever been. Now, many of these services have found innovative ways of working using video conferencing and webinars to provide a wide range of essential and supportive services. A recovery and rehabilitation framework was published by the Scottish Government in partnership with many stakeholders. I think that the framework provides very clear principles and objectives and priorities that will support staff working in health and social care, as well as independent and third sector organisations, to reshape what rehab is and how it's delivered to meet the needs of those affected. It's anticipated that this work will closely align to existing rehab pathways and strategies, and a Once for Scotland approach will be developed and provide a practical, accessible strategy to deliver quality rehab to everyone who needs it. And I think that is fundamental.
We're obviously telling our listeners about the changes with yourselves at the moment, but when it comes to getting, say, eye care information or social care information out there to as many people as possible, how does the Scottish Government make sure that's accessible for people who are blind or partially sighted?
It's really important that we get this right. I know we've tried very hard and we have some really good guidance. Public Health Scotland has produced guidance for all our NHS health boards around the country to make sure that information is accessible for everyone, and that obviously includes people with sight loss. So the guidance supports all formats, including letters, emails, websites and apps, all the formats that are so important to us in 2020. But actually, interesting, during the COVID pandemic, a huge amount of communication being conducted by telephone, both in community care and the hospital life service. And a lot of our colleagues have been conducting virtual appointments with patients in their own home. And I do hope that those listeners who have been contacted in this way have found it beneficial.
On the topic then of accessibility, just before we finish, when it comes to, say, the COVID-19 testing and the contact tracing app, can we be assured that they will be as accessible as possible? What work's being done there?
I think that's a very pertinent question, because the proximity tracing app is due to be launched in the autumn, and the Scottish Government is working to the standards set by the RNIB and will continue to engage with the RNIB formally as the app's development progresses. The digital health and care team in government is working with all appropriate stakeholders, and the app will undergo widespread accessibility testing, which is really, really important.
Just finally, as a reminder then, if you like, if people do have any concerns about their eyesight or an emergency, just remind us of those first important steps.
So in Scotland, all community eye care is NHS funded. So if anybody's worried at all, they should contact their local or their usual optician's practice and can make an appointment with their optometrist, and that's all NHS funded.
Some great advice there, and very reassuring to hear that accessibility really is at the heart of this as well. To Jackie and to Janet, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.